This show is brought to you by Marketing Relevance, because all of your marketing should be relevant. Now, let's get on with the show. You are listening to the Atlanta Real Estate Forum Radio Show, Around Atlanta Edition, showcasing the best of Metro Atlanta, our communities, the attractions, and the special events that make Atlanta great. Welcome to our virtual town square. And now, here are your hosts.
Good morning and welcome back to the Around Atlanta Edition of the Atlanta Real Estate Forum Radio Show. I'm your host, Todd Schnick, joined by my friend and colleague, Brian Nani. Good morning, Brian. How are you, sir?
I'm doing well. I'm pretty excited about the stimulus package that's coming to Atlanta soon.
It's funny that you say that, because Atlanta has hosted Super Bowls. We've hosted national championship games. We've hosted Final Fours. We've hosted all kinds of big bowl games and World Series and all this great stuff. And Super Bowls. But I have a feeling that this event that we're going to talk about today, which is a highlight of the annual calendar here.
Apparently.
One of the really truly unique and great events, I think, does more for the economy than maybe any of those other events. It's a significant event. We've had this gentleman on the show before. Let's welcome back Dan Carroll. He's the Dragon Con Media Relations Director. Dan, welcome back.
Well, thanks for having me, guys. I'm really excited about being here on the Atlanta Real Estate Podcast.
Outstanding. Yeah. Well, it's always good to have you. Thanks for coming back to the show. I have a feeling most people listening are all too familiar with DragonCon, but before we get into that, take a quick second and walk us through a bit about your colorful life.
Well, I'm an IT project manager by day, been a public relations hack at night. I work with DragonCon, the largest fan-run event in the world, and we here at DragonCon are made up of volunteers. In my day life, I've been a I've not been a soldier. I was lying. I have been a sailor. I was a Russian translator in the Navy. Left the Navy, went into IT. I've been in IT since 1991.
Arguably the biggest costume event in the world.
DragonCon is indeed. Atlanta's a costuming city, and DragonCon is its mecca.
There you go. Go into that. Give us the 10,000-foot view of DragonCon.
Okay. Well, folks, I'm going to talk to you as if you've never been, but take 5 4-star hotels, the Sheraton, the Atlanta Hilton, the Marriott Marquis, one of the largest hotels in the country. Add to that the Hyatt Regency and the Westin, the tallest hotel in North and South America. And put next to that America's Mart, and then fill that all up with people who love comics, people who love film, people who love television, who love music, people who love gaming of all sorts, and add a 24-hour party life, and you have DragonCon, the very basics of starting to understand what it is. 65,000 people expected this year. We have a 1-mile-long parade that we're expecting 85,000 spectators, 3,200 marchers. Just think, 3,200 people dressed as hobbits, dressed as Star Trek characters. You have comic book characters. Everybody is there. So much going on.
It really is one of the most unique events that I've ever observed or been a part of. The largest fan run. What do you mean by fan run?
There are other events that might be out on the West Coast that are kind of like trade shows, and it's where the industry unveils things, and it's an industry show for industry to talk to industry.
Like Comic-Con, you're talking about.
I don't know what you're talking about, but yeah. but there are other, and it's not the only one. We are a fan-run convention. We were started in 1989 by a group of comic book store owners, a group of gamers. They wanted to do something different. That was put together a convention that has comics and games and television and celebrity guests and music and runs all night long. And we did that. 1987, as I said, we started with, let's see if I can get this right, 1,700 attendees total.
1,700.
Last year at DragonCon, 2,300 volunteers helped put the show together.
Wow.
And you're anticipating 65,000 people this year, which starts tomorrow.
Yes, starts tomorrow.
Wow. So what can these 65,000 dressed up DragonCon enthusiasts expect to do?
First off, I want to say you don't have to dress up to enjoy DragonCon. Okay. Jeans, shorts, t-shirts, sundress, anything. Regardless of who you are, you can wear whatever you want.
Yeah.
But we have panels that go on. Mm. And the panels are discussions about how to make costumes. The panels are discussions about favorite TV shows from the 1960s. The panels are a group of actors and actresses from Battlestar Galactica telling 3,000 people what their experiences making the show are. Those are our panels. We have 31 tracks, and a track is a way to group panels so that you have a Star Wars track, a dragon, but we do have a literature track for fantasy, a literature track for science fiction. We also have tracks for Star Wars. We have Stargate. We have tracks for science, tracks for space exploration, not fantasy or science fiction, but actual literal space science. We have the EFF, Electronics Frontier Foundation's official annual convention within DragonCon. We have a film festival within DragonCon. We have, I believe it's about 45 bands coming this year to play music.
I've forgotten about the music focus on this too.
Music. In the past, we've had guests, including Alice Cooper, Jefferson Starship. Wow. This year, we're happy to have some of our favorites back. Some of my favorites, some of my friends are going to be playing. So it's going to be a great music scene. And there's also an amazing party scene too. We have a lot of official parties, but then people have spontaneous parties also.
What, is that it?
I could go on. You want me to keep going?
I bet you could. I suspect there's going to be the Star Wars track will be a little bit more buzzing this year.
It will be. Mm. It will be.
Any special things associated with that going on?
Well, a lot of stuff with Star Wars might be a little embargoed right now, but we are really happy to have Peter Mayhew, the original Chewbacca, joining us this year. Some of the voice actors from the new Rebels show, we're really excited about that, and some of the voice actors from Clone Wars. So we've got a wide range of Star Wars guests, and it's got a lot of excitement, a lot of speculation going on over at that track.
Chewbacca is in the house. You know, I got a funny story. I was in Las Vegas, and I was at a venue. And it was one of those places where a lot of celebrities hang out. Pete Rose was there, but that's his job. He stays at this place and signs baseballs, and that's how he earns a living. There were some other celebrities. There was respectable lines of 10, 20 people waiting to meet these celebrities. David Prowse was in the house. Now, if you don't know who David Prowse is, he was the original guy who was the body of Darth Vader in the original movies. 300 people in line to meet David Prowse. That tells you the fervor of the Star Wars community. So that promises to be pretty exciting.
It is pretty exciting. My favorite DragonCon story I like to tell is my first day on the info services desk. I volunteered at the help desk to help people find the restrooms and find where their track rooms that they were trying to get to. And my first day, David Prowse comes up to me. And it's an empty lobby, and he walks up and goes, "Excuse me, can you help me?" I look up, and he goes, "Yes, it's me, David, yes." Because obviously, he looked a shock on my face. And he says, "I'm trying to find my friend. Can you help me find Peter Mayhew?" So right there, Darth Vader asked me to turn over Chewbacca to him, making me Lando Calrissian.
And that wraps our conversation with Dan Carroll, because that's just wrong. So anyway, All right, Dan will return after this short break. We'll be right back.
Your marketing tactics shouldn't be silos. Silos are for cows. Build a marketing foundation that includes three main components working together: your brand, website, and blog. The tactics you use, social media, public relations, SEO, advertising, etc., should all interconnect and relate to your foundation. They aren't silos off by themselves in the field. When you are ready to create an integrated marketing strategy, contact Marketing Relevance to take your company to the next level. That's marketingrelevance.com or call 770-383-3360.
All right, we're back with Dan Carroll, DragonCon Media Relations Director.
So Dan, DragonCon's involved with some charities, is that correct?
We have a different charity we pick every year as our primary charity, plus we also have an incredible blood drive every year. One of the things about the charity this year, it is the Lymphoma Research Foundation of Georgia. And last year, we lost two DragonCon directors to lymphoma. We lost Mark Brown, and we also lost Eugene Foster. Eugene Foster, both of those were a tragedy. Eugene had just won the Nebula Award for the best novella, and she was taken very young, very, very young. And we want to make sure that as far as it is in our power, we raise the funds that it takes to knock this horrible cancer down. We're hoping to raise $100,000 or more and then match that with up to $50,000 of matching funds from DragonCon Incorporated.
Awesome.
For the research. Last year, we raised $115,000 for the Atlanta Community Food Bank. a charity we've worked with for many, many years. But this year, working with the Lymphoma Foundation, we have some creative ways to raise funds. In fact, one of the things that we're doing, we talked about before we were on the air, which is that Aaron Douglas, star of Battlestar Galactica, and many, many other TV shows where he's made cameos, Aaron Douglas will be leading a pub crawl.
Nice.
Tonight.
Wow.
Tonight at Dragon Con to raise money for the charity. So if you're in Atlanta tonight, come down to the Dragon Con host hotels. And for more information, DragonCon.org, www.DragonCon.org.
If you see big, semi-bulky guy in a Batman suit, it might be me.
There you go.
Just saying.
I'm Batman. You are not Batman.
Okay, I'll be Robin.
There's only
I'll be Robin.
That's more appropriate.
There we go.
You know, if you're listening to this episode, I mean, it's kind of a lighthearted and we're having fun with it, but that's kind of the allure of this event, right? I mean, it's got its own special culture. Talk about that a bit.
Oh, absolutely. And one of the things we started out with as a place, a refuge for folks who weren't, who like things that weren't necessarily mainstream and the Dungeons and Dragons and the comic books. But flash forward 29 years. And when you go to the cinema, when you go to see a movie, you're seeing a comic book movie because that's what's out there. Most of us who are under 35, we grew up with video games. We grew up with video game culture. That wasn't necessarily true for those who grew up earlier. So one of the things about DragonCon is we have this inclusive concept within our build, this welcoming concept. And that goes across sexual orientation, it goes across race, it goes across political boundaries, that we are a safe zone for anybody who wants to come and explore their fandom, regardless of what their fandom is. I mean, we joke a lot about this being a football weekend coming up here in Atlanta, and Dragon Con's there. But you know, the truth is, the football fans really love our parade. And we get really positive responses from those coming in for the Chick-fil-A Bowl. Also, we value safety. We make a community where people are safe. We used to have folks roaming through the hotel randomly. One of the things we do is we've started checking badges at the hotel to make sure that the folks who are coming in are part of the membership, part of the Dragon Con family. And that family is important to us. It's actually in my mission statement for the media relations department that we are family. And I'm really excited myself to see my family coming in from LA, coming in from San Francisco, Chicago. I only get to see them once a year, but it's an amazing time when I do.
Such a fantastic way to talk about it. Makes you feel really good about the whole idea. And so how can I become part of that family? How can somebody become a part of that family?
Just come on down.
Just come out.
Come on down. Membership is available at the door. Unfortunately, it's starting tomorrow, so we can't go ahead and pre-register. But you can get your membership at the door. You go to the Sheraton Atlanta on Cortland Street to be able to pick up your badges. And we'd love to have you part of the show.
Well, you mentioned a few celebrities, namely Chewbacca. Anyone else we should be looking forward to seeing?
Well, we have a thing at Dragon Con called the Walk of Fame. And the Walk of Fame is roughly 100 plus celebrities signing autographs for their fans, talking to their fans. You asked me earlier what Fan Run meant, and that was that we are focused on the fan experience and the guest fan experience. So this year we have Edward James Olmos. We have many other, I already mentioned Aaron Douglas. We also have Grace Park from Battlestar Galactica joining us. And a lot of people who watch the show know Caprica 6 and happy to see her here too. But we have Doctor Who guests also that we're pretty excited about. We have the original Sylvester McCoy, I've lost track of numbers, the Eighth Doctor. He is the Eighth Doctor. And also Karen Gillan, who was very popular as Amy Pond, star also Oculus. Recently, a horror movie that came out, and you probably know her best as the purple girl, blue purple girl from Guardians of the Galaxy. So she was just announced.
Yeah.
And from Star Trek Deep Space Nine, we have just announced last week, Rene Bergeois will be joining us. Yeah. And you might remember him. He was also on Benson and so many different things.
Yeah. But Dan, isn't it really, I mean, isn't the whole point of this and the way it's designed in a fan run event, as we talked about, aren't there really 65,000 celebrities at this thing?
Yes. You have stolen one of my lines. During the 25th anniversary show, we were discussing strategy of how to communicate the show to the media. And we talked about the guests, and the chairman of Dragon Con looked at me and said, no, we only have one star at Dragon Con. And you just go walk out to that Marriott and you see 3,000 people dressed up in costume, and that is our star, Dan. That is what it's all about. So we do. We do. And the other thing is, we talked about the diversity. We talked about the paneling first. We talked about the parade. I didn't even get to mention the amazing event at the aquarium.
Well, tell us about that.
This Saturday, it's a separate ticketed price. Go to the Georgia Aquarium's website or go to www.drencon.org for more information. But we will have costumers at the aquarium, photographers at the aquarium, this amazing backdrop to show off these great costumes. It's a lot of fun for the kids, a lot of fun for the family. Starts at 8 o'clock Saturday evening, the 5th. And that's
the sensory overload. Mm-hmm. All these customers at the aquarium. That's going to be an amazing sight. Holy smokes.
It is. It's incredible. If you've never seen the pictures, go look them up online. Just type in Georgia Aquarium Dragon Con and wow.
Wow.
And wow it is. But you just see so much beauty. But there's also 65,000 individual Dragon Cons. 1 year for myself, I went to only big panels. I only saw the big stars and the big panels. The next year, I only went to tiny panels. Next year, I only went to crafts. We've got some weird. We have behind the Hilton, you can actually look through a telescope at the surface of the sun. It's a solar telescope that allows you to look at the surface of the sun in the middle of the day.
That's awesome.
It's incredible. We've got real-life astronauts, real-life scientists coming in. We have a science track run by a guy named Dr. Grenade. That's not his internet handle. That's his name. That is his real name on his driver's license.
That's awesome.
Dr. Grenade has done a great job in growing that. We have a space track that celebrates everything outside of Earth. We've got the Electronic Frontiers Foundation has their annual event there. It's just so much going on, and 31 tracks, each covering a different topic, covering 5 hotels. It's a lot to do.
It's a great event. You know what? I have a feeling many would consider it now mainstream.
I think so.
Yep.
I think so. You know, if nothing else, we're absolutely contributing to the economy from an economic point of view. Atlantic Convention and Visitors Bureau estimated that last year we had a $65 million impact to the city over the 4 days that we brought in so much growth. We have with our hotels, our host hotels sell out, if you were not aware of this, in 7 to 10 minutes when they announce that the hotels are available. We work with, I think this year, 21 overflow hotels. Next year, we're just calling them mall hotels. We're just going to call them all hotels and not overflow hotels because they're all working with us in partnership because they're so happy with what we bring in. 49%. I always get these numbers wrong. Some years, 49% come from out of state. Some years, 51%. It goes back and forth. But bringing in half the people from out of state and plus half the people who are in state still want hotel rooms. Mm-hmm. So we're selling them out all the way. We have overflow hotels as far down as the airport from Midtown.
Wow. Awesome. Well, Dan, we could talk about this great event all day with you, but we're out of time. Before I let you go, how can people contact you should they have questions? And once again, where can they go to get all the information they need?
Okay. Best place for information is www.dragoncon.org. And while you're there, download the app. It's just called the DragonCon app for 2015. And for me personally, media relations at DragonCon.org or at Twitter at DragonCon Media and also Twitter at DragonCon.
All right. Dan Carroll, DragonCon Media Relations Director. As always, good to see you. Good luck with this great event.
Thank you very much.
All right. I'm serious. I'm Batman.
Hey. All right, fine.
All right. Well, that wraps this week's Around Atlanta edition. Check out the show by visiting atlantarealestateforum.com or by subscribing to the show on iTunes. And if you enjoyed today's broadcast, we sure appreciate a rating and review on iTunes. So on behalf of today's guest, Dan Carroll, my co-host, Brian Nani, I'm Todd Schnick. We'll see you tomorrow on the Atlanta Real Estate Forum radio show.